What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you are listening to this. This is Courtney. Welcome to the Houston Young Adults Podcast. I'm excited to be on the podcast today. It's been some time since I've hopped on here and shared a word, but I'm excited because I have a powerful word to encourage and bless you today. So if you have your Bibles, if you have your notebooks, I have lots of scriptures today. And what I want to share with you is something I've been meditating on, and it's about the turnaround power of God, the God of turnarounds. And what I love about our walk in life, our new life in Christ Jesus, is that there's nothing that we will ever face in our lives that can't be turned around. When we are in Christ, when we know our Heavenly Father, when we know His power, when we know the power not only that He has, but He has given us the authority that we walk in, the dominion that we walk in, when we begin to become enlightened of everything that's in the Word that is for us in our lives, there is absolutely nothing that cannot change in your life. And this is really important for us to grab, because there are going to be things that come up in life that will seemingly feel like it's a situation that's dead and gone, that it can't be turned around, it can't be changed, it's done, it's the state that it's in is over. You can't do anything in your power, in your natural human power, about the situation. But when you understand the word, understand your God, understand that you can tap into something from the word that will cause you to overcome any situations, it is very exciting to live the life that we're called to live. So I want to share on those lines today that there is absolutely nothing in your life that you can't change. And this can go from big, serious things that come your way, that try to come against your life, your family, your home, your finances, your marriage, your kids, whatever it might be. It could be big things, but it can be small things too. It's those, even those small mindsets, those small beliefs, those small even behaviors and characteristics even about yourself that you think it is just the way that it is, and I can't be that way. I'm limited because of this thing in my life, because of the way that I can't do this. I'm shy, you know, that can't, and I'll never be able to change that, or I'm not consistent, or I'm not able to do something. Those things can be changed and turned around by the God of turnarounds. So there's actually no excuse in your life when you begin to realize that you have the power to change every single detail, aspect, minute thing in your life, from big to small. It becomes very powerful to have that understanding, because you realize I really am more than a conqueror. I really am an overcomer. There's nothing that will come my way that I'm not able to go through, that I'm not able to reign and dominate in, because I have something I have a power to turn every situation around in my life. And so what we're gonna talk about that today. So people will often settle with what's going on in their lives as if the opportunity for turnaround is over. But here's the thing. When you encounter Jesus, and this was something Pastor Sandy had shared a couple of Sundays ago, but she said, whenever you encounter Jesus, whenever a person encounters Jesus, this is where all things become possible. And I wrote that down because it was just something she had said in passing, but it hit me. It like hit me like a dagger in my heart, because it's very true. When you encounter Jesus, when you encounter Jesus, who is the Word of God, when you encounter the Word of God in a specific area, that's when the realm of impossibilities is broken and you step into the realm of all possibilities. The Bible says that humanly speaking, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So when you have an encounter with the Word, when you have an encounter with Jesus, that's truly when the turnaround in that specific area becomes possible. So if you can find it in the Word, you can believe for it. If you can believe for it, then you can have it. Mark 11, let's go to that scripture real quick, because I've been meditating on that one as well too. Mark 11, verse 24. It says, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So whatever you can find in the Word, you can have it. If you can believe for it, which you have to decide, I'm going to believe this Word. I'm going to hold this Word to higher than the situation that I see right now. I'm going to put this Word at the top. I believe it more than I believe what's happening, my current situation, the thing that I don't think can change. I believe this Word actually triumphs over what's happening and what I'm experiencing or what is in my life. I believe it. I believe the Word. And if you can believe for it, then the Bible says you can receive it here. Believe that you receive and you will have. And when I looked up the word receive in the original language, it says that receive means to take it by force. And the Bible says the violent take by force, or the violent people of faith will receive by force. So if you want to receive anything from the Word, if you want to take any word, if you want to receive anything from the Lord, you have to take it. You have to take it. That's you receiving it. So if I can find it in the Word, I can believe for it. If I can believe for it, I can receive it. I can take it. And with that, it says you will have it. So that means you can have it. And so that's so exciting, because then you realize all things truly are mine. All things belong to me. I have the very capacity and ability on the inside of me to take any word. I'm pointing my Bible here. Any word here, and cause it to become mine and manifested in my reality just by believing it, receiving it, holding it up above whatever is happening, and seeing about that I will have a change, a transformation, and a turnaround in my life. So let's go to our first scripture here. The God of turnarounds, or experiencing turnaround power in your life through the Word. So let's go to Psalm 30, verse 5. It says, for his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Amen. So God's favor is for life. The favor of God in your life, it's for a lifetime. It will last. And it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes. Say that. Joy comes in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. And I don't know why, but this scripture kept coming up when I was meditating on the turnaround power of God. And I wanted to see, I knew there was something with joy cometh in the morning. And so, you know, if you have a situation that comes your way, you know, one, the Bible says that that sorrow and pain and weeping and distress, or what this affliction that comes your way, the Bible says also there is a light momentary affliction that might be working against you, but it's temporary. It's but a moment. And what's coming is something eternal. What's coming is actually even far greater than what is currently happening. And so there is a promise in the word that, yeah, things might come your way, but there's an expiration date for it. There is a point in time when things turn around. And this is the point of time when the joy comes in the morning. And so what does that mean, that joy comes in the morning? So I looked up comes in the morning. I was just doing this study and it was so good. So I know it's going to bless y'all, but joy coming in the morning. And what that means in the original language, they had different definitions. It says it comes like the break of day. It comes in when daylight comes. It comes when the sun rises. So your victory, your turnaround, your breakthrough, your change, your shift, your transformation that you're believing for from the word of God, from Jesus, from the Lord, is going to come when light comes, when day breaks. And when I say light, I mean that's when Jesus comes into the scene, when the word comes, when you have an encounter with the word that causes light to break forth in your life. And that light produces a joy and a rest and a peace that settles on the inside of you and puts you in a realm where you know that this current situation, the current thing is dead, and you know that you have this what the word says actually is the one thing in your life that now prevails. The word, the victory, the breakthrough, the thing that's going to change the situation now is what is in charge and not the situation. And there it is, your turnaround power. What is a turnaround? I looked up turnaround. A turnaround in the Bible, not the Bible, the turnaround in the dictionary is an abrupt or unexpected change, especially one that results in a more favorable situation. Turnaround is to become changed for the better. So it is a positive change, a favorable change. Hallelujah. So turnaround will come when light from the word comes in your life. So that means we have to stop waiting for things to happen. We don't wait for change to come. It's nothing really, this is such a revelation that has come to me. Nothing's going to change unless you provoke it, unless you do something to change the situation. So we can't sit and wait for things to change. That's not going to ever happen. And so then if you don't wait for something to change, then you just, then some people will just go into a state of, it is what it is. This is my portion. And you settle for what's happening and you don't see turnarounds. You don't see breakthroughs. You don't see testimonies and victories. But it's in these moments that you have to break open your word. Listen to what I said. Break open your word. That means you getting in and letting the word be opened up to you and discover the answer and the solution and your form of light that comes in the morning, your form of joy that comes in the morning. And so let's go to Psalm 119. Let's see where it talks about this light that comes to turn around every form of situation that you will encounter in your life. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, the entrance of your words, or the unfolding or the breaking open of your words, gives light, and their unfolding gives understanding to the simple. The entrance of the word of God, your words, gives light, and it gives understanding to the simple. Let's go to Psalm 18, verse 28. And I loved this. We're going to read a bit of Psalm 18 for a little bit. Psalm 18, verse 28, it says, for you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. the Lord my God enlightens my darkness. For you will light my lamp. So it's talking about the Lord will light your lamp. In the King James, it says, for you will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. So the darkness that you find yourself in, the thing that seems like it won't change, that it can't change, that's impossible to change, that's dead, that it is what it is. The Bible says that God is the one that enlightens that darkness. He is the one that provides light to you for your lamp, for your candle. And so really what that means is that it's the Lord that comes to bring you the revelation needed to overcome in that area, in that form of darkness that you find yourself in. Proverbs 27 says that the spirit of a man, so your spirit, is the candle of the Lord. So the spirit of man, so our spirits is like a candle, it says. So it's like a lamp. Our spirits are like a lamp. And if a lamp, in order for a lamp to work and to shine and to enlighten and to be illumination in a room, it needs light. It needs a flame. It needs a light bulb. And it says in the scripture, God's the one that lights the lamp. He's the one that brings the revelation to us, the word of victory, the light that is going to become a strength to our spirit or our lamp or our candle. Hope you're tracking with me here. But basically, it's the Holy Spirit that is the one that always guides us in our lives. And the Holy Spirit will take the word and make it real to you in those moments of darkness. That's why it's honestly, when something comes your way, weeping may last for one night. There might be sorrow for one night. But that for one moment, it really just means for just a moment. And what you do is you get the word, you get the mind of God on the situation. You get the Spirit of God to come and tell you what is right, what to do, how to get out of this, how to overcome, how to run through the troop, how to leap over the wall, how to get the victory, the turnaround, and to come out victorious in this situation. It doesn't matter what comes your way. You don't have to be moved, but in that moment, you see what the word says. You might not know what the word says in that moment. You might actually know what the word says, so then you go and run to the word, and you begin to speak that word, and you begin to declare that word over the situations that's happening. You begin to speak that word over your body, over your mind, over the thing that you are trying to change in your life, big or small, in Jesus' mighty name. So let's continue in Psalm 18. It says, the Lord will light your lamp. The Lord, my God, will enlighten my darkness. Verse 29, for by you I can run against a troop. By my God, I can leap over a wall. So it begins to talk about this man who has light, who has been given this light that comes in the morning to wipe away all tears, to wipe away the sorrow, to wipe away the pain, to wipe away the circumstances that they're in. And this man, this believer, this one that's trusting in the Lord, the word of God, the light that they've been given, is becoming strong to overcome that situation and experience the turnaround power in his or her life. So it says, this person now has a strength to run against the troop. By my God, I can leap over the wall. As for God, his way is perfect. Now this person is just talking about his way, his perfect way of doing things, his doing, his word, his path for my life, his journey for me is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He knows that I've had proof of the word working in my life. There is nothing in this world that can come against me that will say God's word's not going to work in this situation. His word is proven. I've seen it happen in my life. I have evidence. I am evidence. I hear it in the with the brothers and sisters in the church house. I have proof that the word of God works. It's perfect. And guess what? I'm not going to back down in this situation. And it's going to give me the power to overcome. It says, he continues to say, he is a shield to all who trust in him. So there's a protection then that comes against that comes for the one that this attack, this whatever it is coming against this person, but God becomes their shield. God becomes the one, the word becomes the thing that will protect you and cause you to walk forward like a one in battle, like one at who's a warrior going to battle, stepping onto the scene and conquering and becoming victorious every step of the way. Verse 31, for who is God except the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength, strength that comes from the word of God. We get armed from the word, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarge my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies. I've overtaken them. Neither did I turn back till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. This goes on. Just all of those scriptures is all because that this one has been given light from God. This one has been enlightened with a word that has caused them to go into battle, to be armed in their situation, to turn around the what's going on in their lives by the word of God. And that's what you do. You get the word of God on your situation, on the thing that can't be turned around, and you say, this is actually what the word says. I know this is actually happening. I know I have this report. I know this has been spoken. I know I heard this from in the workplace, from the doctor, from my family, from whatever it is, but you have the word now in that situation. You don't have to go and deal with things in the natural and tell everybody about it. All you got to do is just start speaking it. So one, your spirit can hear it. Two, God can hear you speaking it. And three, the devil knows that you're saying it. No one else needs to hear it, but the word of God must be spoken into existence in your life by you rising up in this light and using it just like the psalmist here who says, I've been armed. I have armory. I have weapons now. I have a shield. I have a way to overtake my enemies. I have a way that I can rise up and wound my enemies, destroy them until they're nothing. And then that causes that victory, that turnaround to come in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 18, you will light my lamp. Where are we going now? Let's see. So it says that joy comes in the morning. So what we do is we let God give us more light from the scriptures. And when he gives us light and opens it up to us, that word becomes a living reality to us. It becomes weaponry to us. It becomes our way that we can perform spiritual warfare against whatever is coming against our life. And we speak the complete opposite. We speak what the word of God says. And when you get that so real to you, when those scriptures become light to you, when it becomes real, that this is more real than what I'm experiencing and what's going on, it gives you joy. That's why it says joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. John 15:11 says, I have told you these things. Jesus said this. Yes, Jesus said this. I have told you these things that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full, complete, and overflowing. So the reason why he gives us the word is that word would give us joy, that the word, the joy of Jesus, the joy of the word maybe our joy. And so our joy is the joy that comes from the word. It's a rejoicing. It causes us to exalt. It causes us to rejoice because we know we have victory now. Because this word has shown us, wait, I got it. I have this. What's happening is actually very wrong. It's a lying thing. And I know this is a lie. I know that God's word is true. And I know I have the victory. And it gives me a joy. And I start to rejoice. John 16, let's flip there. Similar to this joy that comes from the word. And I'm honestly not going to, I think I'm going to have to cut this short. But I have some stuff still, but we're gonna finish up soon. John 16, verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will take of what is mine, and he will declare it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of what is mine, and he declares it to you. So this is the Holy Spirit again, giving you that light, giving you that word, giving you understanding so that your morning, your daybreak, light comes in your life and it produces a joy. Let's jump to verse 20. Jesus says, most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. Verse 22, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And that joy, your joy, no one will take away from you. In the New Living Translation, it says, no one can rob you of that joy. Somebody say, that joy. It's the joy unspeakable, the joy inexpressible and full of glory. So it talks about how Jesus said here, says, I'm going to come, and when I see you, you're going to rejoice. And the joy that comes when you encounter me, Jesus, the Word, when you have an encounter with Jesus, the Word, that joy that comes, no one will be able to take it away from you. There's this song I love. I don't know who it's by, but I know the river sings it. The river at Tampa Bay, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's church. It's a song that goes, I got a Savior and he's living in me. Oh, no. Okay. The end part goes, and the world will never take, the world will never take it away. It's talking about the joy, this joy that I have. The world can never take it away. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is that this joy that comes when you encounter Jesus, when you encounter the Word, when you have an encounter with the Word, Jesus Christ, it's causing you to have this joy where actually no one can take it away. So then you have this joy, this peace, this rest that comes upon you in the situation that seems like, dang, this is impossible. This is dead. This can't be changed. Nothing good can come of this. You have a joy, and it's a joy that nothing can rob you. The situation is not going to come and rob you of this joy, because it's a joy that no one can take away, because it's firm on the inside of you. And that is the key to know that light has come. And so we got to press until we have our light, we have our word. And I'm going to stop soon, but I just wanted to share this one story. It's the story where Jacob wrestles with God. It's in Genesis 32. You can go read it. But it talks about how I'm just going to flip to it real quick. Genesis 32. Where is Genesis 32? Here it is. Okay. Verse 24. So he's alone. Jacob's alone. And he says, a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. So he was wrestling with God. It says a man, but the man is capitalized. So it's talking about Jesus. He was wrestling with the word. He was laboring in the word. He was in the word, wrestling with it, trying to receive understanding and light. And it says, until the breaking of day. So Jacob got in that place where I'm wrestling in the word. I'm laboring in the word. I'm not leaving this desk until a word comes, until I have something in me that's my turnaround, until I receive my turnaround. You don't receive your turnaround by going and trying to fix the situation, by you trying to go in to do something. You go and you bring about your turnaround by you going and wrestling in the word, by you sitting with your Bible and saying, Lord, show me the word of turnaround. Let me have an encounter with the God of turnarounds right now in this time of study. And let me tell you, when I go to the Lord in expectancy to receive what I need from him, I come out of that time of study satisfied, filled, empowered, strengthened by the word of God, because God wants you to be enlightened. The Bible says that the secrets are hidden, but they're hidden for us to discover. They're hidden to the world because they're not out in the open for everyone to have. It's for the ones that go to the Lord and say, Lord, show me what's the word here. Show me what you're saying about this situation. Show me the word that triumphs over everything. And so that's what Jacob did. He wrestled with Jesus, the word of God, until the break of dawn, until he received what he was after. Amen. So it goes on to say he wrestled and he says, I'm not letting go until you bless me. And it says in verse 28, your name shall no longer be called Jacob. And Jacob means supplanter, like a trickster. But you are now Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed. It says, verse 29, tell me your name, Jacob asks. And he said, why is that you ask my name? And it says, he blessed him right then and there. He received right then and there what he was desiring. And it says, the sun rose up on him just as he began to cross over Penuel. So it talked about right then and there. He left with his turnaround. He left what he was going in to receive, the word that he needed from the Lord in order to break through, in order to have his turnaround. He needed a blessing upon him because his name meant something that he didn't want that portion for his life. He wanted a change. And that change, this moment, was a turnaround for Jacob. And he went and he received the blessing of the Lord, and he went to do great and mighty things after this point, this encounter. So he had his turnaround. There's more examples all throughout the word. I can't get into them today because I'm at time, but I hope this bless you today. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would wrestle in the word, that you would labor in the word, and you would come to the point of discovery, that you would come to your point where day breaks, where your light comes in the morning for you, and you receive the word of turnaround, the power to break through whatever it is in your life that you desire to see change in. Know that the Lord is unchanging. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he is the one that lights your lamp, that he is the one that causes all things to be changed, transformed, and turned around in your life. Hallelujah. And with that, I just want to send y'all off, invite y'all to everything young adult related. Follow us on Houston Young Adults. We have lots of things coming up, exciting news that we're about to share about something that we're going to do outreach-wise or in-reach-wise. And so get connected in every way. We love you so much. And I pray a great blessing over your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.